威尼斯商人。
The Merchant of Venice. Chapter 1. Bassanio's Problem.
In the beautiful city of Venice, there lived a man named Antonio.
I'm feeling sad, but I don't know why.
Complained Antonio.
Well, are you worried about your merchant ships?
Asked his friend Solanio.
No, I know they will be successful.
Answered Antonio. He owned many ships that sailed around the world. These ships brought many foreign goods to Venice. Antonio was a rich man, and he was also very generous. Just then, Bassanio and Gratiano joined the group of friends.
Stop looking sad, Antonio,
said Bassanio with a smile.
Are you trying to look wise?
Laughed Gratiano.
No, no. Be quiet, all of you. Life is a play, and I must play a sad part.
Said Antonio.
Okay, Antonio. We're just joking.
We have to go see you again.
Said Solanio and Gratiano. Antonio looked at his best friend, Bassanio. He looked different today.
So, Bassanio, tell me your secret,
said Antonio.
I borrowed money from you before,
said Bassanio.
Never mind, we are friends,
said Antonio.
I am in love. I love Portia from Vermont. Her father died, and he was very wealthy, so now she is rich too,
said Bassanio.
Oh, that's good news,
smiled Antonio.
Many young men want to marry her, so they give her expensive gifts. I want to give her expensive gifts too, but I am poor. Dearest friend, I must ask you for a loan of money again,
said Bassanio. Antonio often lent money to his friends. He didn't want any money as payment. However, he couldn't help Bassanio this time.
All of my money is tied up in the ships. They are at sea now. We have to go to a moneylender. I will help you,
said Antonio. Shylock was a moneylender in Venice. He loved money very much. He charged a lot of money as payment for lending money. Many people didn't like him. They thought he was cruel and unfair. But Antonio and Bassanio didn't have anywhere else to go. Antonio and Bassanio went to Shylock's house. When Shylock saw them coming, he said,
Oh, I hate Antonio. He is a kind and generous man. He lends money without thinking of himself. He never makes any money from interest.
When Antonio approached Shylock's house, he said,
I think this man hates me. He is dirty and cruel, and takes money from the poor.
The two men really disliked each other.
Chapter 2. Portia of Belmont.
Bassanio greeted Shylock and said,
I need a loan of 3,000 ducats.
How long do you need the loan for?
Asked Shylock.
Just 3 months. I will pay the money back. My merchant ships will bring a lot of money soon,
answered Antonio. Shylock thought for a while and said,
Well, that sounds good. I will lend it to you without interest.
Antonio and Bassanio were surprised. Then Shylock smiled an evil grin to himself and said,
But I must take something from Antonio if he doesn't pay the loan back. I propose 1 pound of flesh. Do you agree?
Antonio, please don't agree to that stupid idea,
said Bassanio with fear.
It's fine with me. When my merchant ships come back to Venice, I will have enough to pay the loan back. Shylock, give me the paper and I will sign it,
said Antonio. Shylock handed him the loan contract and Antonio signed it.
Thank you, Antonio, but I'm still worried,
said Bassanio.
Don't be afraid. It will be fine,
said Antonio. In Belmont, Portia sat in her bedroom.
Oh, I hate all this. So many boring men have come to ask me to marry them,
complained Portia. It's okay, mistress. Someone worthy of you will come, said Nerissa.
He has to be better than the Neapolitan prince. He loved his horse too much. The Palatine was too serious. The Englishman couldn't speak my language. And the German was drunk. Will I ever find a husband?
Sighed Portia. Nerissa said, Well, none of those suitors were really worthy of you. They weren't brave enough to go through the test your father made. Portia sighed and looked at the three boxes on the table. One was gold, the next silver, the last one was lead. Portia's picture was inside one of the boxes. To get married to Portia, the man had to choose the right box. If he chose the wrong box, he would not be able to marry anyone for the rest of his life. Portia herself couldn't choose her own husband.
My father didn't trust me. I really hate all this, cried Portia again.
Do you remember the young Venetian? He is a scholar and a soldier, said Nerissa.
Oh, yes, of course. His name is Bassanio, right? He was gentle and kind,
exclaimed Portia. I think he was the most worthy of you, Nerissa said.
Yes, you're right. He was such a wonderful man. I really like him, but I'm not sure. Will he return?
Said Portia.
Chapter 3. Happy Couple.
Back in Venice, Bassanio met Gratiano.
Where are you going, Bassanio?
Gratiano asked.
I am on my way to Belmont. I will give Portia these expensive gifts and then ask her to be my wife,
Bassanio answered.
Can I come with you?
Gratiano asked.
Well, can you promise to be on your best behavior?
Bassanio replied. Gratiano smiled and stood up straight.
I promise I will be a perfect gentleman,
he said. So Bassanio and Gratiano went off to Belmont together. When they arrived, Portia and Nerissa greeted them happily.
Oh, Bassanio, I'm worried. I don't want you to choose the wrong box,
Portia said.
Don't worry,
Bassanio said. He looked at the three boxes carefully.
Everyone thinks the gold box is the right one, but I don't think so. It is not the silver one either. Okay, I will choose the lead one,
Bassanio said to himself. He opened the lid, and there was a picture of Portia.
Oh, Bassanio, you did a good job,
Portia cried with joy. Bassanio was so happy, he looked into Portia's eyes and said,
Oh, I'm the luckiest man in the world. Will you be my wife?
Of course I will, said Portia.
Then they smiled at each other. At that moment, Nerissa and Gratiano came in.
I have wonderful news. I am in love with Nerissa. We're going to get married too,
Gratiano announced. They congratulated each other on their happiness. Everyone was very happy and cheerful.
Let's have a double wedding,
Portia exclaimed. Everyone agreed, and they decided to get married on the same day. At the wedding, Portia gave Bassanio a ring. She said,
"My father gave me this ring. It means that this house, the grounds around it, all the riches in it, and all these servants are mine. Now they are all yours, and I am yours too."
She kissed him and continued,
"Never ever part with this ring for as long as you live. Please don't lose it or give it away, or I will know that it means the end of our love."
"You make me happier than words can say. I promise to keep this ring always,"
Bassanio answered. The next day, Simonio, Antonio's friend, came into the house.
"What good news do you bring us?"
Bassanio said.
"I have a letter here. I don't think it is good news,"
he said. Bassanio opened the letter and read it. His eyes soon filled with tears and his face became pale.
"What's wrong? Tell me what's in the letter," Portia said.
"My dear, it's terrible news. Antonio lost all of his merchant ships, and now Shylock is demanding a pound of his flesh. He is in prison until the trial,"
Bassanio said sadly.
"Is he your best friend?" asked Portia.
"Yes, he is,"
answered Bassanio.
"Go then and save him. Here is some money to pay the loan back and save Antonio's life," she said.
So Bassanio, Gratiano, and Salonio hurried back to Venice to save Antonio. When they were gone, Portia had an idea. She wrote a letter to her cousin. He was a famous lawyer. Then she said to Nerissa,
"Let's go to Venice."
They dressed up as young men.
Chapter 4 Antonio's Trial.
The Duke of Venice was the judge in Antonio's case. Bassanio arrived in the courtroom and shouted,
"I have 6,000 ducats here. Release Antonio."
"No, I refuse to accept any payment except a pound of Antonio's flesh,"
Shylock said. At that time, two young men came into the courtroom. They were really Portia and Nerissa, but nobody knew it.
"This young lawyer is here to defend Antonio,"
said the judge. Portia asked Antonio,
"Do you owe this man money?"
"Yes,"
he admitted. She turned to Shylock and said,
"You must show mercy to this man."
"Why should I?"
he asked.
"Mercy is not difficult for you now. It is a wonderful thing," said Portia.
"I'll give Shylock 10 times the amount of money,"
cried Bassanio.
"No, I want justice,"
shouted Shylock.
"So do you still want a pound of flesh?"
asked Portia.
"Yes, I do,"
answered Shylock.
"Very well then, Shylock is right. By law, Shylock can take a pound of Antonio's flesh,"
Portia said.
"Oh, wise young lawyer,"
cried Shylock.
"Do you want to say anything?"
Portia asked Antonio.
"Bassanio, my dearest friend, goodbye. Don't be sad for me,"
sobbed Antonio. Shylock got his knife ready. Just as he was about to cut into Antonio, Portia shouted,
"Be careful! Your contract is only for flesh, not blood. If a single drop of blood falls, you will be guilty of murder. Then we will take all your money, and you will go to jail."
Shylock was shocked. He dropped the knife. Shylock said,
"Oh, then I take it back. I will accept 6,000 ducats as payment for the loan."
But Portia reminded him,
"You signed the court papers. You must take a pound of flesh or you get nothing at all. Now, what is your decision?"
Shylock didn't want to lose all of his money, He didn't want to be jailed as a murderer. He couldn't think of any way out.
I drop my case,
he said, and left the courtroom. Everyone cheered the young lawyer. Antonio and Bassanio thanked Portia. They tried to give her money, but she refused to take it.
Dear sir, I really want to thank you,
said Bassanio. Then Portia had an idea.
Then give me your ring. That's so beautiful, she said.
Bassanio was very troubled.
But it was a gift from my wife. I cannot give it to you,
he said.
I don't believe you. That sounds like an excuse,
she said angrily and began to walk away.
Bassanio, please give the lawyer the ring. He saved my life,
said Antonio. Bassanio felt very bad, so he gave her the ring. Portia and Nerissa returned to Belmont and changed their clothes. Bassanio, Gratiano, and Antonio arrived after them. Suddenly, Portia cried,
Where is the ring?
Bassanio didn't know what to say.
Please, forgive Bassanio,
said Antonio.
Then I'll give you this ring again,
said Portia and took out a ring.
But it's the same ring,
cried Bassanio.
I was the young lawyer. Don't ever give this ring away again,
smiled Portia. Then everyone laughed. Later, more good news arrived. Antonio's ship had arrived safely. Everyone celebrated their good fortune.
Bassanio had no money for his love, Portia. He and his friend Antonio went to Shylock. The cruel moneylender, Shylock said to Antonio,
If you do not pay me the money back, you must give me a pound of your flesh.
Bassanio and Portia happily got married. But Antonio couldn't pay the money back to Shylock. Portia dressed up as a lawyer and said to Shylock,
You can take a pound of Antonio's flesh, but a single drop of his blood must not fall.
Role play.
The Merchant of Venice. Act 1. Bassanio's Problem.
Oh, the city of Venice is so beautiful, but I feel sad, and I don't know why.
As Antonio is walking along, he meets his friend.
You look sad. Are you worried about your merchant ships?
No, that's not it. My ships always return, and I make money.
Well, then stop looking so sad.
Are you trying to look wise?
No, no. Be quiet, all of you. Life is a play, and I must play a sad part.
It's just a joke, Antonio.
We have to go anyway.
See you!
Okay, bye!
You look different today, too. Do you have a secret? Tell me.
Antonio, I've borrowed money from you before.
Don't worry about it. We're friends.
Actually, I am in love with Portia from Belmont. Her father just died, and he left her a lot of money.
That's great.
If I want to impress her, I have to give her expensive gifts. So, dearest friend, I must ask you for a loan again.
Well, I will help you as always, but I don't have any money now. We have to go to a moneylender.
Antonio and Bassanio walk to the moneylender's house.
I thought you really hated Shylock the moneylender. He loves money so much, and he charges a lot of interest on loans.
I do. He is cruel and dirty, and takes money from the poor. But we have no choice if you need money.
Oh, here come Antonio and Bassanio. I know Antonio hates me. He is a kind and generous man. He lends money without interest. I hate him.
Act 2. Portia of Belmont.
Bassanio and Antonio enter Shylock's house.
Good day, Shylock. I am here because I need a loan of 3,000 ducats.
How long do you need the loan for?
I will pay the money back in 3 months. My merchant ships will return and bring a lot of money soon.
I will lend it to you without interest.
Really?
But I must take something from Antonio if he doesn't pay the loan back. I propose a pound of flesh. Do you agree?
Antonio, please don't agree to that stupid idea.
When my merchant ships come back to Venice, I will have enough to pay the loan back. Shylock, give me the paper and I will sign it.
Antonio signs the paper.
Thank you, Antonio, but I'm still worried.
Don't be afraid. It will be fine.
On the other side of the stage, Portia is sitting in her bedroom with her maid.
I hate this. Only boring men have come to ask me to marry them. Well, none of those suitors were really worthy of you. They weren't brave enough to go through the test your father made. Portia looks at 3 boxes of gold, silver, and lead on the table.
They have to choose which one of these boxes has my picture inside. If they choose the wrong one, they can't marry anyone for the rest of their lives. I wish I could just choose my own husband.
Do you remember the young Venetian? He is a scholar and a soldier.
Of course. His name is Bassanio. He was gentle and kind.
I think he was the most worthy of you.
Ah, yes, you're right. He was such a wonderful man. I really like him, but I'm not sure. Will he return?
Act 3. Happy Couple.
Bassanio and Graziano walk to Portia's house.
Oh, it's so nice to see you again.
I'm here to ask you to marry me. Where are the boxes?
I'm worried. I don't want you to choose the wrong box.
Don't worry. Just believe me. Everyone thinks the gold box is the right one. But I don't think so. It is not the silver one either. Okay. I will choose the lead one.
Bassanio opens the lid and there is Portia's picture.
Oh, this is wonderful.
I'm the luckiest man in the world. Will you be my wife?
Yes, of course I will.
Excuse me, everyone, but I have wonderful news. I am in love with Nerissa. We're going to get married, too.
I'm so happy for you both. Let's get married today.
Thank you, Portia. I'm so happy, too.
Please don't lose it or give it away, or I will know that it means the end of our love.
I promise to keep this ring always.
Solanio walks in the door.
I have bad news. Antonio lost all of his merchant ships. Shylock is demanding a pound of his flesh. He is in prison until the trial.
Here is money to pay the loan. Go help your friend.
Bassanio, Gratiano, and Solanio leave the room.
Nerissa, let's go to Venice. I have an idea.
Portia and Nerissa dress up as young men and leave for Venice.
Act 4. Antonio's Trial.
I have 6,000 ducats here. Release Antonio.
I refuse to accept any payment except a pound of Antonio's flesh.
You must show mercy to this man. It is not difficult.
Why should I? No mercy. I want justice.
Are you sure that you still want a pound of flesh?
Yes, I do.
Very well, then. By law, Shylock can take a pound of Antonio's flesh.
Antonio is sobbing. Shylock is holding his knife over Antonio.
Stop! Your contract is only for flesh, not blood. If blood falls, you will be guilty of murder. Then you will go to jail.
What? Okay, I will accept 6,000 ducats as payment.
Remember, you signed the court papers. You must take a pound of flesh, or you get nothing at all.
I dropped my case.
Shylock angrily leaves the room, and everyone cheers.
Yay! Let's go, Antonio!
Dear sir, I really want to thank you.
Then give me your beautiful ring.
But it was a gift from my wife. I cannot give it to you.
I don't believe you. That sounds like an excuse.
Bassanio, please give the lawyer the ring. He saved my life.
Portia and Nerissa return to Belmont and change their clothes. Bassanio, Gratiano, and Antonio arrive after them.
Where is the ring?
Please forgive him. He gave it to the lawyer who saved my life.
Then I'll give you this ring again.
But it's the same ring.
She was the young lawyer. Don't ever give this ring away again.
Solanio comes into the room.
Good news! Antonio's merchant ships have arrived after all.
Yay!
Everyone claps and looks very happy.
Goodbye!